Oh, there's Lana. Yeah.
Is that number one?
That's number one. Number two, Jude. Number three is Ellie. And number four's not here.
And
where Eli.
Where do you work?
At school. Davidson, Worthing. Nope. No. No one's in.
Now, you like to do a lot of running. Is that right?
I do, actually, yeah.
I'm surprised.
I won this in a race.
You won a race?
Well, there's a story behind that. I actually came seventh.
Did you steal it?
It was a cross-country 10K race at Polesden Lacey. It's a National Trust place. Very nice. And I went off quite fast. And I got a bit carried away because I'm not going to win the race. And I shouted out, I'm winning! I did. I was winning about 500 metres in. And I just shouted out to everyone that was cheering, I'm winning! And this guy came past me and went, no, you're not!
Does that happen regularly?
No.
Okay.
No. And then I came seventh, which I was quite surprised by, because you can't really see, because you're covered in mud. And sure. I came seventh. I thought that was quite good. But apparently, because all the people that came ahead of me, well, a lot of them were older than me.
Right.
They won prizes. And I was about to go home, and they called out the third male, and I got that bag.
Well done.
It's all right.
Okay, let's have a round of applause for Adam coming seventh and winning the bag. There you go.
It's got a whistle on it, in case you get lost.
How efficient. Well, I'll let you get on. We'll stop just chatting, really.
That was the talk. No, sorry.
Yeah. Can I pray for you before
please,
we begin?
Please. Everyone's desperate for that.
Lord, I thank you for Adam. Lord, I just pray that you would really speak to us through him this evening, and that you'd just give him courage and faith as he speaks to us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks. I think Sam's regretting he's wearing that jumper. It's very warm. It's very,
very
warm.
Very,
very
warm.
I'm going to say something now, and it's two words, and for some of you, these will be the two words that you probably dreaded most, and maybe even a reason why you thought you might not come here tonight. Audience participation. But it's okay, because I'm not going to call you out. You know, you don't have to do anything silly. On the silly scale, it's probably a two. It's anonymous as well. Okay? So are you up for it?
Yeah.
I'm sensing they are. Okay? Behind them, nothing. Aside from someone over there is very keen. Okay, so to do this, I'm going to need everybody under 15, so that's 15 and unders, just to come forward. If you're 15 and under, just come forward. Yes. Come on. Yes. Yeah, sit down, Larry. Okay. You don't have to hold my leg, but you can if you want to. Okay, right.
Cool, guys, what we're going to do is basically everyone needs a piece of paper and a pen. That's it.
Okay, there's some pens at the back as well on the, what do you call that? A ledge. Yeah, thanks, Helen. If you could distribute those. So everyone's going to need a bit of paper, and everyone's going to need a pen. Don't take one. One? There's loads of people out there.
Oh, God. For everyone.
For everyone. Okay, start distributing them. That'd be fantastic. That's it. You can't say no to a child. You see, that's why I've used them. If you do, you're cruel. It's a great chance to relate to a young person as well. Hug a hoodie.
I've got none.
You've got none? Is there any left? There's none left. Are you going to run out? Pencils, look. Pencils. You can share. Let's get some pencils. Just apologise to anyone who works at the church. I've kind of taffed these from various places. I will return them. Have you got a pen? I don't want to throw it. It's okay, right. Great. It's okay to share. Now, as Esther read to us earlier from the book of Luke, chapter 2, she read a message from the angels to the shepherds. And what I'd like you to do on your piece of paper is to write a message to somebody this Christmas. If you could share something about Christmas, if you could write a message that you'd want someone else to hear this Christmas, in less than 200 words, probably. What would you want them to hear this Christmas? If you could tell them one thing about Christmas, if you could share one message about Christmas, what would you want them to hear? And then just kind of, we'll just write down that piece of paper. Okay, I'm going to get a bit Robin Williams on you in a minute, a bit Dead Poets Society. Oh, someone's watched it. Rip! No, don't rip. Don't rip. I'd like to screw them up. Like, I've seen Harry and others tonight trying to throw snowballs at people. And then you're going to stand up. Okay, what I want to do is everyone on this side of the room, so that's kind of Jill, Gemma, down here, and then everyone on this side of the room, okay, you just want to turn to face them. Okay, if you're in the pews, you might want to just creep forward a little bit. Don't be scared. That's it, well done. That's it, creep, well done, Lucy. Okay, creep forward. All right, this looks a little bit aggressive. Smile. Right, and then after three, we're going to have a little bit of a snowball fight, okay? And then when the snowballs land, see if you can find one, okay? Three, two, one, throw! Great. Some people are thinking, I wish I brought my glasses. Do you know what? There's some fantastic messages here. Jude, what does your one say?
God loves you more than Santa.
Do you know what? There's some great messages here. I would say, you know, if you've got one that you treasure, keep it. You know, remind yourself of it. And why not share it with somebody? You could even say, we had a snowball fight at church. And this is what someone told me. We're going to look at a Christmas story tonight. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because the Christmas is so exciting. It is really exciting. It's really exciting here tonight. When people walked in and the snow came down and there was great food and people were just smiling and do you know what? That's fantastic. Thanks to everyone who was involved with that tonight. We're going to just continue that reading from where Esther picked up in Luke chapter 2 in the Bible. And she read about the angel's message to the shepherds. I'm just going to start at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find him wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen, heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. How exciting. How glorious. It's amazing. Tonight we're going to look at how we can be more shepherd this Christmas, bless you. Now the shepherds, they were the ones who the angels first came to and told them the good news. I don't know if you've ever, you know, received good news about a baby. I remember when I received news that Lila was born. I was on a beach in Shoreham Beach, I think it was, which is hand. And we were sitting there, we heard the good news and it was so exciting. And the shepherds received this good news. Now, I don't know who you might be your first contact on your phone, who you'd feel you have to tell first, you know, who's the most important person in your life. Now, the shepherds wouldn't normally have that kind of status. First of all, They were people that lived away from home for a long period of time. They lived out in the fields. They would sleep rough. They'd be very smelly. Some of you might be able to associate with that, who have been maybe to Soul Survivor day four. They actually weren't even allowed to stand up in court and testify because they weren't deemed as trustworthy, because they spent so long away from home, and often they weren't even the owners of the sheep, that they might be accused of stealing other people's sheep, or if sheep had sheep when they were out in the fields, they might keep some of them. So they were the people that weren't even allowed, weren't trusted to give testimony, because people thought, oh, they're just a shepherd. Yet God trusted the shepherds with this most incredible, wonderful story. And you might think this Christmas, I'm not that special. I don't smell that bad. But on the scale of things, who's going to listen to my snowball? It's just me telling someone about Christmas. But do you know what? God can work in your ordinary. He can work in your everyday. He can work in your faithfulness when no one else is seeing. God sees. God knows. And God can use you. Don't rule yourself out this Christmas. That's exciting news. We're all counted in. Now, when the angels came to the shepherds, they were very scared, because it was probably very scary, because you're just doing your everyday shepherdy thing with your sheep. And it says in the Bible that they were very afraid, they were terrified, because it wasn't just a glorious light, it was God's light, and everything that God does is extra. So it was extra glorious, extra wonderful. And the first thing the angel said to them was, don't be afraid. Have you ever been asked to go to the headmaster's office? Or they might see you at the beginning of the day and go, come to my office at the end of the day. And you're going, that's probably bad news. If anything like me at school, it was bad news. You know, and you're thinking, I don't know, what's this going on? And the angels appeared, and they're thinking, what have I done? What's going on? And then the headmaster calls you in at the end of the day and goes, you know what? You got 11 A stars. I'm making your head boy have the afternoon off. Now, what the shepherds get is triple good news. And this isn't just good news for the shepherds. It's triple good news for us. Because this is what the angel says. It says, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. It's good news. It's great joy. And it's for all the people. And then he triple whammies it again. He says, today in the day town of David, a saviour has been born to you. A saviour who is Christ the Lord. This thing I'm announcing to you means that your sins are forgiven by God's chosen one, who's God himself. How exciting. Not just a covering for today, but a covering of your sins forever. All creation has been waiting for this moment in time, and it's come, and you're going to see it today. How exciting. How exciting for us. Because God has come himself to save us. And it's happened. We can enjoy that and celebrate that today. Hey! Don't look so miserable. I can't see you. I'm just guessing you are. They're not so miserable. He's not. It's something we can celebrate. And this Christmas, we can be full of joy. People say, oh, you look happy. Why you look happy? What you got a smile about? Has anyone ever said that to you? You see, oh, you're humming. You can tell them, this triple whammy, that Jesus has come. Your saviour, God himself, has come to rescue us, to redeem us. And that is good news. Good news. So what did the shepherds do with that good news? Because I imagine you told people good stuff. You might have even told them about Christmas and what it's all about. And people have gone, oh, that's nice. It's nice, isn't it? Oh, I like Christmas. I like that. The Christmas story. It's a nice story, isn't it? It's a lovely story. I like that. Happy New Year. And nothing changes. But what did the shepherds do? Now, I'm going to need somebody very, very beautiful. Is Sean here? No. I probably need the most beautiful person here. Elodie, can I borrow you? Can I borrow you? Yeah. Give a round of applause. Would you like a drink? Okay, right, Ellie, you're going to do a very important job. What's that?
A spoon.
You've passed. Right. Stand on the second step. Thank you.
Do you want me to put it down?
No. Just hold it there. Just so I can... People don't snod off. Sorry, I should have done this earlier, shouldn't I? Preparation and all that. You've done this before? Do you mind holding up a little bit? So... There we go. Oh, I was going to kill my back. Right. Okay, thanks, Zach. Okay, what have I got here? Glass. Does anyone not believe me that it's not glass?
It's glass.
It's glass. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just smash this glass. You have safety goggles. Hold that out. You got strong arms? Okay.
Higher. Are you nervous? Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
No.
Are you nervous? The optimism of youth. Okay, just going to smash it. It's not going to smash. Who believes me? Who believes me it's not going to smash? You fools. No. Who thinks it might bang a little bit? Maybe, who thinks it might be a bit of a smash? Can you see? Nearly smashed it. Got it? Okay, I'm just going to let this go. Oh! Did it smash?
No.
Did you think it was going to smash?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Did we do it at home earlier?
Yeah.
Did it work every time?
No.
It didn't, did it? Oh, I'm glad it worked then. Have a seat. Well done, Ellie. Good girl. Oh. Fits in with what else I'm doing this Christmas. But let's take the time now just to think and say, wow, I'm going to trust you this Christmas, Jesus. That this is good news for me. This is good news for me that Jesus came, my Savior came. And I'm not going to just stay in the fields. I'm actually going to rush to Bethlehem to find the truth. I'm going to come and explore if this is really real for me. So we move on. What did the shepherds do next? Well, they went there and they found the things were exactly as they were told they would be. And it's so exciting because if someone tells you something and you think that's crazy, if it's true, it's the most amazing thing ever in the world, ever, ever, ever. And it's true. What are you going to do with it? Well, what did the shepherds do with it? It says they, when they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They didn't keep this to themselves.
Well, why would you?
When you find something good out, you go and tell people, don't you? When I may have told you this before, but I won this bag in a race. It was at Polesden Lacey. You ever been to Polesden Lacey? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're my son. Sorry, I got quite excited then. Yeah, who's a member of the National Trust? Come on. Here we go. Yeah, yeah. It's good, isn't it? Yeah. It's a National Trust place. It's very nice. It's kind of up near Dorking. And the first time I ever went to Polesden Lacey, I said to my mum and dad, I said, we'll meet you at Polesden Lacey because it's about halfway. And it took us ages to get there. We went through some town. I don't know what town it was. But the second time I went to Polesden Lacey, it's very exciting, this. It's very exciting. I found a shortcut, and it saved me like 40 minutes. And so I just kept on telling people, have you ever been to Polesden Lacey? You know, if you want to go to Polesden Lacey, I tell you, I've got a shortcut. It will save you 40 minutes. Are you a member of the National Trust? It doesn't matter. If you're ever considering, perhaps in 20 years, Archie, when you've settled down, you've got kids, you want to go to Polesden Lacey, and you're coming from the south, I've got a shortcut for you. And I thought, why am I so excited about this? I'm just telling people, because I know it will help them. It will save them 40 minutes. Double that each way. Okay? Petrol costs, it's very scenic. There's so many benefits of it, I tell you. But it's nothing like knowing Jesus. Nothing like it. You know, joy today and forevermore. Sins forgiven, hope and a future. Huh. It's the best, isn't it? So, of course, they told people. And everybody was amazed. They believed them because they had told it with conviction. They were eyewitnesses. And those of us here maybe that are eyewitnesses to God's work in our life, we can tell people with conviction that these things are true because we know them ourselves. And when people say, why is it you've got that joy? And you can tell them, you can point them back to the shepherds and the joy they had. And you can say, it's the same joy. I'm just as excited and not as smelly. And what did they do next? Well, they went and they worked for their local church. No, sorry, they... What did they do? Where did they go? They... Okay, verse 20. The shepherds returned. They went back to being shepherds. They went back to the places they were already there. We can take the joy of the good news of Jesus to wherever we are. Now, it might mean a change of direction in your life, but it may actually mean that God's put you in a place for a purpose. And in that place, he wants you to be Jesus to other people. They went back, and in a sense, nothing changed, but everything. They went back new shepherds, new creations. I imagine they didn't stop telling people about all that they had seen and heard. So how can we be... Oh, it's a good job you're there. Thank you. How can we be a little bit more shepherd this Christmas? Four things, perhaps, that might be applicable for you and for me. Firstly, don't you rule yourself out this Christmas. Just like the angels came to the shepherds, actually. Sometimes it's Christmas time. We can be the ones that do all the work or do none of the work, that are really busy or really bored. Or we can be all sorts of things. Don't rule yourself out at this Christmas time that you can receive the joy, the same joy that the angels told the shepherds about this Christmas. Secondly, trust in God. Believe that these things are true for you this Christmas. And maybe it's something you've believed before, but reclaim these truths and come back and read these verses and celebrate with the shepherds, that actually it's good news for you. It's good news for you. And it's good news for everyone else as well. So like your snowball, take that Christmas message and share it with other people. Share that joy. Tell them what Christmas is really all about and celebrate with them. And lastly, celebrate Christmas. Celebrate it. Don't just do it, you know, just go through the motions, How could I not celebrate Christmas? The whole world, well, the whole UK is celebrating Christmas. You know, there's stuff up everywhere. But actually celebrate it with your whole life and your whole heart and celebrate Jesus and include others in that as well. I'm just going to ask those that are playing to come up and play. Just as we do these things, and what we're going to do is just going to do a bit of Marying for a bit. And as we look at verse 19, it says, but Mary treasured up all of these things in her heart. And she pondered them. And we're just going to have a moment now to do those things, to ponder about these marvelous, wonderful truths. And so you can, in this time, you might want to close your eyes. You might want to sit. You might want to stand. You might want to pray. Lord, as we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus, we want to come and say that we trust you. We want to say that we believe with the shepherds that you are the Savior, the Christ, the Lord, that you have come for all people in all the world, that we might have a Redeemer, a Rescuer, a Friend. Lord, I pray that you would fill us with joy, that these things are true for us. Maybe you just want to put your hands out in the expression of receiving as you say to the Lord, Lord, I want to know the joy that you bring because of Jesus. And as I receive your joy, I want to share that and spread that with others this Christmas, that they might know the good news that Jesus saves, that they are loved, even if they're a shepherd, they are particularly loved. You might want to consider how you're going to celebrate this Christmas. How you're going to express the joy that you have within you, that others might know this good news. Who is it you're going to share this joy with? Maybe there's friends and family members you know you're going to encounter this Christmas. Maybe you want to pray for them now. Bring their names to the Lord. Lord, as your good news to us, help us bring good news to others.